Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
So I know somebody who's got tickets for Harry Styles, and they spent quite a bit of wedge getting right next up in the pit, you know, beside him.
Brilliant. I'd do that for Harry.
Yeah, for Harry. It'd be once in a lifetime experience. If you're a massive Beyonce fan, though, somebody was... it's reported today that somebody's friend found themselves at the front of the digital queue with a chance to buy tickets for Beyonce and was offered, it's a VIP access now, right? €2,700 a ticket.
To see Beyonce? I don't know. I don't know if I do that.
So you get a decent seat, you get a couple of drinks, you get access to a nicer loo, and, you're very close to Beyonce. You're close to Queen B.
Queen B. I know a lot of people are saying it's going to be one of the greatest concerts of all time when it does happen. Oh, and yeah. She puts on a good show.
She puts on a great show.
No Dublin.
€2,700. Now, I did. The most expensive concert I ever went to, I spent a lot of money. Not that kind of money now. It was a couple of hundred. And I was right beside the stage.
Brilliant.
Right beside. And I'm glad I did it now because...
Oh yeah,
you can guess who it was. Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you about mine because everyone probably know who it is. But I spent £250 on a ticket to see a certain lady who was cancelled 5 times now. Now it's because of ill health, and I don't hold that against her. But oh my god, the tickets at home have 2020 on it.
Is she still coming though?
I don't know. Like they said, it's next year, and that could be the year after that.
Oh no,
my heart will go on.
Is she okay
day.
Though?
I think she's okay.
Paul Mescal celebrated his 27th birthday this week. He spoke to British Vogue about his worst date. And here's what he said. Maybe don't operate machinery here.
We were walking along some lovely canal in Amsterdam, and it should have been very romantic, but it wasn't. There was a lot of silence, and the only way out for me in my head was to fake a phone call and pretend that my friend was in hospital. I got off the phone and I thought I'd give him my greatest performance. I was like, oh, my friend's in hospital, I have to go. The first question she asked me was, were you acting? And eventually I got her to believe me.
Reese Witherspoon is currently filming the new season of The Morning Show. I love that. I've never watched season two. I watched season one, loved it. Didn't watch season two.
It's good.
So she's filming the season three of The Morning Show, and she gave The View on American TV a glimpse of what's to come.
It's so good this season. It is so juicy. There's so much romance. And John Hamm, I mean, yeah. Are you kidding me? He's the perfect addition to our show. And he gets to do all these great scenes with Jennifer Aniston. And I'm just like, oh, this is so fun.
Coming soon.
I'm a fan too.
Coming soon.
Gosh, yes. As soon as we make them, we're putting them out there.
Okay. So. Okay.
You won't have to wait too long.
Okay.
Also, season two of Your Honor, starring Bryan Cranston, is coming. And apparently, episode one, did you see the first season?
I haven't, no.
Oh, it's really good. But the episode one of season two apparently is incredible. Like the episode one of season one was, something huge happens in episode one, which will have you going, oh my God.
There's so much good stuff coming out.
That's coming soon, I know. Yes, good, isn't it? Dublin's FM4, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and in studio our inhaler, they're back and in the flesh again.
Yeah.
Those interviews on Zoom, it doesn't feel like we actually really spoke.
Yeah, no. They were something. This is nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, thanks, man. Things have gone quite well for inhaler over the last little while.
Yeah. Did a session with you years ago.
You did.
We did a cover of The Killing Moon.
That's right. But that was just before everything really took off.
Before our first album, even.
Yeah, so the album, and then that album went to number one in the UK. Debut album, pretty good. right? So of all the boxes
and Ireland.
And, well, of course, and Ireland. Yeah. I know, but still,
we should just leave now. It all goes to
well, no, we, well, Ireland was, we assumed Ireland, but like to conquer a bigger one like that is pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you.
And then the touring everywhere and the support acts you've done and now the new single. So what has been, of all that and of course, the downtime that you were forced into, what has been the highlight of all that?
The days off.
Honestly.
Really? The interview was great last year.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was, I think, our favourite gig. Well, collectively, I think our favourite gig we've ever done.
And what is it? Just the home crowd?
Yeah, we hadn't played. Like, we'd done little workman's outsores and stuff, but we hadn't done, like, a headline show in, like, 2.5 years or something.
Wow.
And I think the last one we did was the Academy or
Bun Factory
in 2019, so that was the last.
You go from there to Fairview was a bit mental, and we loved it. Yeah.
And when you say you play somewhere like Fairview, and you get a reaction, and it's a bit stronger than normal, and maybe the adrenaline kicks in, you go, "Oh my god, this is going to be a good one."
You think in your head you're like some mad rock star and stuff, and then you see your brother in the crowd giving you the middle finger.
Okay, well that's what brothers are for. Yeah.
Which is great.
And so on the tours all around the world, is there anywhere that's just randomly you played and thought, "Oh my god, they love us here"?
Oh, we played in Romania.
Really?
At a festival called Summerwell. And we were just before the Arctic Monkeys, and I think they thought we were the Arctic Monkeys.
Okay.
So the crowd just erupted when
Play
we walked
505.
In.
We were screaming as we were walking on, and I was like, "Oh."
Nah, we got them going.
You got them going.
Okay, man.
There was a few people singing like "It Won't Always Be Like This," which was cool. But generally, yeah, not that many people. But they were still loud.
Yeah, anyways, of course.
Which was nice.
So, If You're Gonna Break My Heart is the single from the second album, the forthcoming second album. A fun one to do on the success.
Yeah, we're very used to playing like very up tempo. Hard to play for us songs, so this is a nice, we get to take it nice and slow. It's like a ballad.
And you guys kind of switch gears all the time though, like you have your own sound, but it does, like I love I can trace kind of like funk bands from the 70s that I'm really into sort of hip hop and sort of stuff, and then what's happening now, and I can hear all the influences going through. You guys sound like everything influences. It's like a blender, spat out inhaler.
Yeah. Someone asks us like,
"It's actually how we make our albums."
Yeah. Just whip it up.
Yeah.
But it's just your own. So you don't sound like anybody else. But it sounds. I can. That reminds me of something. Yeah.
We enjoy that.
Good.
Someone asks us a couple of days ago. It's like describe your sound in three words, and we were just like, "Nah, we can't."
No,
those were the three words. It's just like, we've no idea what we sound like. We don't know what we're gonna sound like tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need a box.
No,
you wouldn't want to know.
No,
will you do a left turn album at some point? Like,
could?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe.
We've exhausted all our left turns.
Yeah, we do like left turn songs
all the time.
We feel like Zoolander. We can't turn left anymore.
Now, Slane, right? I have to talk to you about that because that's a big one coming up. So, supporting Mr. Styles.
Mm. Oh yeah, in the flesh.
What's that going to feel like? Have you any idea?
trying not to think about it too much,
right?
Because I think we'll just go insane. Rob's got a good statistic at the minute about Slane Castle.
The capacity's just a couple hundred thousand under the World Cup final.
Okay, so it's a World Cup final. I remember interviewing the Stripes years ago, and they supported the Foo Fighters in Slane.
Oh, wow.
And they were very nervous, and they were all 16. And
Jesus.
Dave Grohl got them in the circle. It was before the Foos were going out.
No way.
And he gave them all beverages they shouldn't have been having at 16. And they became part of their before they go on stage thing. So
there
was only 16 at the time. Yeah, there was such a young band starting off.
I doubt Harry Styles is going to involve us in his pre-gigs.
Maybe not. You never know. But imagine the roar though. Again, this is like home crowd.
Yeah.
So
absolutely,
we'll see. And
it's your crowd.
Like are supporting as well, who are great.
Yeah.
So it should be a great night.
And who knows? You might go back there another day and be...
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
You never know.
Yeah,
mad.
See how this album does first.
Yeah, well, look.
One step at a time.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, one step at a time, sure. Yeah, I think too big. and you covered Miley Cyrus's tune I saw on the BBC there last week. It was really good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did that in a day before We were meant to go in and do it, so we weren't sure.
A few hours,
yeah, not even.
You nailed it. It was really good.
Or something.
So look, the tour is happening 16th of Feb. It kicks off, and it's everywhere. States, Japan. Yeah. Have you been to all these places before?
Yeah. Okay. Is there any places we haven't been? Texas.
Texas is going to be a new one there.
Okay.
Where else are we going? I don't know. Our tour manager kind of just tells us where to go, and we're just like, okay.
But the amount of times you've been around now, surely the build up is now.
Yeah,
it's a bigger thing.
We're going back to Japan in August for Summer Sonic Festival. It'll be our second time going there, and we can't wait. We've just been dreaming about the next time we're able to go back there, because that was such a huge moment for our band. It was also about 3 weeks before the first lockdown that we went there, so we got in and out at the perfect time. So we're excited to do that again.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's going brilliantly. You're ticking all the boxes.
It's going.
It's going. It's keep it going.
It's going. Yeah, we're going to keep it.
Tonight's the night that we find out who is going to represent Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Do you know, I think this year's probably the first year in a long time that people are kind of going, because it's only in Liverpool.
Well, it doesn't matter how close it is. I think it's always exciting when it's somewhere, but because it's so close. But you won't get tickets, would you?
No, I think the tickets are going to be very like Goldust. If you're a fan of the Eurovision, I think they're going to be like Goldust.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it's on tonight. It is on in the Late Late Show. They're going to do a full performance. There's six of them in it. And the public get to vote which one goes through.
Right, so you've already heard all these, because you were a judge.
Yeah, so
you heard
mad.
Like the 30 songs and you whittled it down to these six, is it?
So most years I'm given about sometimes 300 songs, sometimes 200 songs.
Oh my God.
Or sometimes 50 songs.
So How many did you get this year?
I got 40 this year, but what they did was they did different batches. So I couldn't do the one with Wild Youth in it because I knew them.
Oh, conflict.
So you have, and I always, in fairness now, I always put my hand up if I know the
act.
Yeah,
you're friends with them, yeah.
So it's different this year. You were never given the name of the band. You were just given the name of the song. And they had a number.
Yeah.
So when I saw Wild Youth, and I was like, you definitely were into my group, because I would have known your voice
straight away.
Yeah, of course
you would, yeah.
But yeah, there's some, I can't tell you who they are, but there's some unreal artists and some really big artists that were in my mix this year that didn't go through.
Didn't go through, okay.
I'll give you one. Rock Me Mama was one of them.
Rock Me Mama, who that? Ronan Keating is.
I'm not going to say who it is. If you know what I'm after saying there, that person went for it, but didn't get into the final six.
So the final six tonight, because I haven't heard any of these songs, there's John Lydon. So this guy, if you don't know who he is, he's one of the most famous punk rockers of all time. He was sort of one of the he was there. I watched the movies, the Apple TV Plus TV series.
Oh yeah, he was in that.
Pistols,
Well,
the guy
based on him,
portraying him. So, yeah, these guys were punk and they would have hated everything to do with Eurovision and everything like that. So, but now he's come full circle and he wants to represent. Have you heard his song?
Yeah, it's a bit muck. That wasn't in my one either.
It's a bit muck, okay.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of feel like, why are you in it? Like, if you slagged it off so much, if...
But that's what he does, that's his thing.
What is it, the granny rule or the mammy rule? It's someone related.
Oh, he's Irish.
No,
he's Irish. Yeah,
is he fully Irish?
Both parents. Yeah.
Right. Sorry, I didn't know that.
All his holidays here. He pretty much grew up a lot here. Yeah. He's Irish.
So there's two songs I think you should watch. Sorry, three songs to watch out for tonight. Of course, Wild Youth. It's called We Are One. The other two.
I don't know that chocolate bar wagon wheel.
Yeah. Kate Money and ND, Down in the Rain. That was the first song I heard in my 40 songs.
And
I was singing it as I was for the following day, which is
so
good.
That's in tonight.
That's in tonight.
Okay. Obviously, Wild Youth will be good.
Wild Youth will be brilliant. I've always voted for them. And the next one is Conley, Midnight Summer Night. It's Florence Machine and I'd say Billie Eilish-esque.
Okay.
Sort of music.
Right.
I think we need either a band or a girl. I think it needs to be sexed up. Like, the Eurovision is just people, it's the gays watching it and really camp people. And I think it needs to play up to that.
Well, I think everyone watches it.
Oh, no, but you know what I mean? Like,
no,
I'm not saying
mean.
That.
No,
it's
become a, yeah, like, it's certainly on the night in the venue, it seems to be like just party time.
And if you look at the past winners, I've never been to it.
Oh, man, you should go.
But I was telling Jim off air, right? So I've been the juror. You know the way when they go over to the jurors?
Yes.
So I've been that twice now, and it's great crack. But the mad thing is, you know the way it's on TV on a Tuesday night, a Thursday night, and then on a Saturday night?
Yeah.
The jurors watch it on a Monday night, a Wednesday night, and a Friday night.
I always imagine that's some room in Merrion Square or somewhere.
It's in the Late Late Show studio.
Is it?
It's in the, yes, you basically sit on the couches of the Late Late, bar the Friday night when we're behind the Late Late studio. And you can hear everything going on in the Late Late and you're going, this is wild. We're doing something really big here and the Late Late is next door.
But it's not on at the same time, right?
So what happens is it's not televised. So they do a full run-through, and the run-through is for when the jurors get to vote.
Oh.
And the Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday is when the public get to vote.
Oh, okay. So you're done and dusted on
the
Friday.
We're done and dusted. So I'd be sitting down at home on Tuesday night watching it with anyone. I'm like, I bet you he's going to scratch his nose.
So you're not influenced by what happens on the night then?
No, no, no. We've already cast our votes. That's all done and dusted.
So even if they come on and they get all their lyrics wrong, it's fine. Like
we've got the night before, yeah.
The vote's done.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And everything to a T, you know, from the camera, from the way they look, from the really crappy jokes that the presenters have every year, that is all done the exact same the night before.
But they rehearse it and then they go for it again.
Thing.
They had a chance to make it better and they didn't.
Even the pretend jokes, you know, the jokes that they have.
Yeah.
That's all done.
Well, they see this year, who will present it?
They think it's going to be Ryland and AJ Odudu.
Okay, well, they'll be good.
Yeah. Look, it's Ryland's made for something like this. Yeah,
exactly. Well, no, I prefer when it's like some lady from Luxembourg. And yes, we are going to do this. I don't know what accent I'm doing. I love all that stuff. And the jokes don't work and everybody's awkward and, you know, Graham Norton slags it or whatever. I love that.
It's going to be too real this year because it's right across the road from us.
Flights are in a hotel are booked to Liverpool since it was announced. Roll on, May. Woohoo.
Brilliant.
There you go. Okay, well, if you got to get tickets, I don't know. How easy is it to get tickets for this?
Well, the thing is, right, so once this happens, once you find out Ireland's in it, then the parties start. It goes on for about 4 weeks, Jim. Like, there's mini gigs, big gigs. I'd love to see it happen in Dublin again just for all the parties.
Imagine.
Yeah. Well, imagine the presenters in Ireland. No, we don't want to win it. No, no, we're grand. We come second.
Second. But it's like, I keep thinking of the Father Ted clip. Yeah. It's like you don't want to win the Eurovision this year. You're sending John Lydon. No, of course we want to win it. So I'm hearing rumours that it didn't happen, but he was in the talking stages, in the final stages of hosting Saturday Night Live, Prince Harry.
Oh no.
Imagine
him.
No. Imagine him doing the monologue.
I'm telling you, he is going to be the next big celebrity.
Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio. I felt betrayed. Wow. Imagine. Antonio, Puss in Boots is back in cinemas today. Antonio Banderas stars as Puss, and he talks about going back to the role for this movie.
Definitely. In fact, you know, it was going to happen before, but there were some changes in the studio. I mean, and DreamWorks moved to Universal. There were, you know. So at some point, I didn't know if actually it was going to happen. But then I started receiving news that, yes, that they were thinking very seriously, just, you know, give another chance to Puss in Boots. So, absolutely. I was totally committed from the moment that they talked to me.
Can I tell you a legend who I'm talking to on Monday?
Go on.
On Bank Holiday Monday.
Who?
It's not the word I'm saying, but it's a person. If I said, Foo Fighters, who am I talking about?
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
You're going to interview him?
Monday night at 10 o'clock. Yeah,
no.
I found out last night.
Wow. What's he going to be in?
I can't tell you what he's going to be in yet, but he's in this new TV show Amazon. Yeah, okay. It's embargoed, but yeah, it's very good.
Foo Fighters. Pedro Pascal is currently in HBO's The Last of Us. The show is currently number one worldwide. Everyone's raving about it. Crossy also cried during the third episode.
So sad.
And Pedro tells us about getting the call that he got the part.
I read the first script and I was like, yeah. I want to meet him.
Yeah.
And they were like, will you stay up a little bit later? At this point, it was getting kind of late in London to talk to Neil Druckmann, the creator of the video game. And he'd like to talk to you as well. Stay up for that Zoom. And then at that point, it's really late. I've got to get up in the morning. I take an Ambien. Yeah. To go to sleep just in case I'm they've got my adrenaline kind of going and my hopes up.
Yeah, so you take a sleeping pill so you don't have to think about it.
Exactly. So, but I get a call and I get told that I got the job after I took the Ambien.
Oh, no.
And so I was excited, I guess, but I didn't remember. I woke up in the morning and the first thing that occurred to me was like, oh, man, I really want that job.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello,
Tracer, Wellness
and Beauty.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, are you well?
Good.
What's the story? Listen, you're doing the old pampering days out for the boards there, yeah?
We do indeed, men and women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, well, listen, I want to book me missus in.
Okay, and when do you want to book her in for?
I'll be before Christmas. I'm just getting an idea of, like, the prices and what kind of stuff you deal with, you know?
Yeah, well, if you tell me what she likes, I can put, like, a package together.
She likes lying down, being pampered, and not being spoken to by me. That's what she likes. So can you do the pampering part? And I'll keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, and what kind of price range are we talking about?
So we have one for €80. It's a full hour massage and then a back massage.
Okay.
And then you get like soup and a sandwich after it.
That sounds like a plan. Can you hang on 1 second? Somebody just walked into my office.
No problem.
Hang on there, don't move.
Yeah.
There was a time I used to look into my barber's eyes. Please trim the top, I'll have a blade 3 at the size. Those days are gone, then they sacked my barber Paul. I still go there, but now they've a woman who's cutting hair. On the top she made a mistake, a blade went over after the sake. She's made a mess of my haircut. Oh, my barber said, don't worry, be happy.
Sorry about that.
No problem, you have some stitches here with your recording.
The what? Oh, me whole music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. No, it was just somebody walked into the office there. So, yeah, 80 quid and a bowl of soup.
Yeah, and a sandwich after it. It's like a brunch afterwards.
And that takes about an hour, the whole thing, is it?
It's an hour and a half, and then lunch for half an hour, 2 hours. And then if she wanted to, use the pool, sauna, steam room and stuff beforehand, we give another hour for that.
She can go and have a steam room after the soup?
Before it.
Before it?
Before it, yeah.
If she had it after the soup, the place would smell like...
Yeah, or else she could eat it in there, whatever she wants, like.
Well, you wouldn't want that. The place would be stinking oxtail, tomato, or whatever she's having that day.
I know, yeah.
And what kind of soup is it?
I don't know. It changes every day.
Okay. Can I put you on hold for one more second?
Yeah, I'm actually going to put you onto my boss because I'm actually going into a treatment here myself.
Oh, no. Right. Okay.
She'll take any details from okay. you.
Okay. Yeah, sure,
you.
Yeah.
You need to know. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Amel.
Hello.
Hello, this is Troy speaking.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm superb. Listen, I was just going to put your colleague there on hold. Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
You can indeed, no problem.
Hang on there.
Ball tie, gun tie, have a lot of fun tie. Yeah, a Lego tie, Buzz Lightyear tie. Sock monkey tie, was a funky tie. Got a Play-Doh tie, I got a hula hoop tie. Stormtrooper tie, it was a Star Wars tie. Tickle me,
Elmo tire. I got a box of Meccano and I got a load of toys, and then I want the toys. Please bring me the toys. I've been a good boy. Every year I persist writing a Christmas list of all the toys I missed, and then a big fat man I said, do what you can. I'm shouting at you, man. I'm shouting, come on down. I'm shouting, Father, 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 Father Christmas. Father, 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 Father Christmas. Mega, mega white beard. Mega, mega white beard. Mega, mega white beard. Bring me all me toys, please. Bring me all me toys, please. Where the hell me toys, please? Bring me on me toys, please. Better, better Christmas. What the hell is going on? I've been a very good boy. Please hold. Your call is very important to us. Sorry for keeping you waiting there.
That's okay, no problem.
That sounds great.
Okay. What did she... Let me just see what she...
She was telling me that they gave me Mrs. a bowl of soup and then they put her in a steam room.
A bowl of soup and they're putting her in a steam
room. Thank you. She doesn't know what soup it is that day, though.
Okay, who's this?
This is, my name is Frank.
Frank.
Well, I'm going to be getting me missus a bit of a present, you know.
Okay.
And she said that they give her a bowl of soup and she can go in the steam room and have it if she wants. And that's for 2 hours. And then they'll rub her face or something afterwards. Okay. And it's 80 quid, all in.
Okay, so she's probably doing a facial there.
Well, I'll have a look on the website, and when Oxtail Soup comes up, I'll book you in.
Okay.
When Oxtail comes up, or Mushroom, I'll give you a shout.
Okay, no problem.
God bless.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, bye.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Good morning, Saoirse.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm feeling weekendy.
We really want you to win this €1,000 this morning.
Hopefully.
Right, and you're studying at the moment?
I am, yeah. I'm in college. I'm actually on the way there now. I'm getting stepped in this morning on the way down.
So is it true? So you only started listening since you started studying?
Maybe, yeah. Because sometimes on the... Yeah, it helps on the ad breaks then. I can do a bit more work and stop dancing to music.
So when you pass with flying colours and you're qualified and everything, you will still listen, right?
Of course.
That's the deal. Okay,
absolutely.
Okay, cool. Right, Saoirse, we had a winner yesterday. Did you hear it?
I did. I heard towards the end of it and I was like so happy for them, but then I was like, how did they do that? And now I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Okay, well listen, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
We have 10 questions for you. We're laughing here because somebody just texted in the best name for the St. Bridget's weekend.
I'm sorry.
It just came in front of us as you were talking about your studies and we both got the giggles.
Can we say it?
I don't know if we can say it. It's brilliant though. I'm keeping it.
Sorry.
You have to say it now.
Okay. So it's the St. Bridget's Bank.
Stop.
It's the St. Bridget's Bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And somebody suggested the Biddy Banker. And it has a real ring to it, doesn't it? What are you doing for the biddies?
I love it.
What are you doing for the biddies?
It's brilliant. I think that's it. The biddy banker.
The biddy banker. What are you doing for the biddy banker? I'm going away.
Crying. I don't know why.
All right, compose ourselves. The biddy banker starts now.
Sorry, Saoirse.
10 questions.
Okay.
Are you ready, Saoirse?
I hope so, yeah.
Let's do it.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
How many sevens are there in 56?
8.
In music, what does CD stand for?
Is it CD?
Not vinyl.
Disc.
Something disc.
Oh my god, I know. I have one in front of me.
Oh,
lads. No,
okay, move on. Okay, how many lines are there in a hashtag symbol?
Four.
What actor stars as Ant-Man was also Mike in the TV show Friends?
Paul Rudd.
True or false, the dot over the lowercase letter of an I or a J is called a tittle.
True.
Who announced their Renaissance World Tour recently?
Beyonce.
In which part of your leg would you find the cruciate ligament?
Your calf.
What car manufacturer makes the Berlingo?
BMW.
Which opened first, Liffey Valley Shopping Centre or Blanchard's Town Centre? Which is oldest?
Blanchard's Town Centre.
And what nationality was the artist Salvador Dali?
Italian. I don't want to know.
What a start to the biddy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how you did. Right, so 7/8. Right, yeah, you got that. Compact disc.
I only realised after I said move on. In my head, I had it and I was like, oh.
I know. See, that's what the thing. If we, one of those first ones, you're probably still thinking about compact disc as you're answering
the next
one.
Yeah, I am. I actually have an idea in here.
Oh, there are four lines in the hashtag symbol. Paul Rudd is right. It's true. The little dot over an I or a J is called a tittle.
That's a deadly little word.
A little tittle word. A little tittle over that. Beyonce was right. The cruciate ligament is in your knee. What did you say for Berlingo?
BMW.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Citroen. And Blanche is older. Blanche opened in 1996. Liffey Valley opened in 1998. And Salvador Dali was Spanish.
With his
big moustache. So you got six today, Saoirse. Oh,
I'll take that.
That's all right. You know what I mean?
I'll take that.
It's grand.
It's the weekend. You can get to catch up on sleep now. Studying all week.
Yeah, and then I'll get 10 on Monday. It'll be fine.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely. There's no rule that you can't come back on Monday if you can get through. All right?
Thanks so
Saoirse,
much.
Have a lovely weekend. Best of luck with your studies.
You too. Happy biddy.
Cheers. Happy biddy banker.
Happy biddy banker.
Bye.
Happy Biddy Bankers. There you go. She's done it. She said it for the first time. There you go. That's the first time you heard it. Remember where you heard it first. And thank you to whoever sent that in. They deserve a cuddle mug. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM4.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.